The big story in financial markets in 2025 is going to be about the direction of Fed policy. Investors will want the Fed to get back to thinking about more rate cuts than less in 2025. At the moment, Fed funds futures are pricing 38 basis points of cuts in 2025, with odds for a second 25 basis point cut sitting just over 50%. Earlier today, the BOJ released its summary opinions, which showed central bankers believing the BOJ should exercise patience right now with respect to additional rate hikes. Clearly, this added to the bearish price action in the yen. At the same time, a hotter Tokyo CPI read was somewhat offsetting. Over in China, industrial profits fell less aggressively than expected, while the World Bank was out upgrading its outlook for the Chinese economy. As a final note, it's worth highlighting performance across the developed currencies and other major assets as we come into the final days of the year. Interestingly enough, the developed currencies are all lower against the US dollar, with the New Zealand dollar and yen both putting in double-digit losses. Meanwhile, US equities and gold have put in solid double-digit returns to the tune of about 20% year-to-date, while crypto assets have been the star outperformers. ETH, the world's second-largest cryptocurrency, is set to close the year up near 50%. While Bitcoin is looking to close out 2024 up over 125%. That's all for now.